And this is The Naked Scientist with Dr. Chris and Dr. Dave. And next week we're going to be up in York, actually, because it's the BA Festival of Science, which happens every year. They go to a different part of the country every single year. And the idea is to make science fun and interesting for the masses. We're going to be there. And one of the people who's responsible for setting up is Sue Hordachenko. Hello, Sue.
Hello.
Welcome to The Naked Scientist.
Thank you very much.
Now, what are you going to have on offer for everybody in York?
Well, there's about 350 different events, exhibitions, talks, discussions and debates going on across University of York campus and also in various different venues across the city, starting today and going on until next weekend.
And what sort of level of education do people need to have to come to this thing? They don't need a PhD, presumably.
No, not at all. It's extremely varied programme of activity, so it spans across all of the sciences. We like to find scientists who have extremely good communication skills, so it's very much aimed at a lay audience.
And what are the highlights? What sorts of things would you say is going to definitely be on your wish list to drop in and see?
Well, when I finish talking to you, Chris, I'm off to listen to Robert Winston talking at the York Theatre Royal. So he's going to be in conversation with broadcaster Sue Nelson. He's going to be giving us an insight into what it's been like working within the area of fertility all of those years, and really, you know, what it's like to be a scientist working very much in the media spotlight. So I'm off to see him later, and I think that should be very good. Being a bit of a chocolate fan myself, we've got an event on Tuesday taking place on the university campus, which looks at some of the scientific issues raised in our passion for chocolate, including the notion of whether or not chocolate addiction does exist.
I think it certainly does, if you ask my wife.
And if you ask me as well. It's also going to be looking at some of the conflicts that have arisen over the years where cocoa has been concerned. We've got some events on natural disasters, earthquakes that are taking place on Wednesday. Should be quite interesting. Also on Wednesday, we've got an event which looks at the truth about hypnosis, and an event with which looks at rock guitars in 11 dimensions. So I'm sure you'll say from that, Chris, that there really is quite a diversity of activity taking place.
And if people want to come, are they going to have to dosh up loads of money, or is this going to be something that they can get good value for money from?
The tickets that are priced are extremely reasonable, and there's also quite a lot of free activities taking place that people can drop into as well.
OK, well, thanks for joining us, Sue, to talk about it. So the bottom line is, if people want to come up to York this week, there's going to be plenty going on, and they make their way to the university. Is that right?
That's right. Or there's a box office number that I can give you as well if people wanted to write down.
Go ahead.
01904 433281.
OK, thank you very much, Sue
Hordachenko
from the BA. Have a great festival.
Thank you very much.
And we'll be up there all of this week. And in fact, our programme next week will be reporting some of the best of the fest. If you cast your mind back a year, we were there in Norwich, because last year it was the BA Festival at the University of East Anglia in Norwich. And we covered it for this region. And so we're going to head up there and see what's going on tonight, actually.